The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
So we're setting up for a geosynchronous orbit with Latumus right over the penal colony.
It's a perfect place to pick up more mercenaries.
Well, I see it didn't take long for them to get back up and running. Now, you said that there might be someone who can help you.
Maybe. He owes me, but if he comes in here and sees you, it ain't happening.
You? You've a plan?
At zero G's, I can enter the air vents, swap out the good relay for the bad one, I'll bring the good one back here.
I detect Major Witt approaching.
If you gentlemen will excuse me, I need to man the docking command station.
Ginger, I appreciate your concern. I really do. But this is something I have to do.
Tell your pilot to monitor TACCOM 2. It's a scrambled frequency, so Wi-Fi won't be able to interpret it.
Have you been briefed on the situation? That's affirmative. We're anticipating that Wi-Fi will be expecting us to come after him, so we'll be using one of the old portals.
38 it is.
You don't think Wi-Fi knows about it, do you?
If he does, Katie, we're all doomed.
And now, episode 48, The Tesla Vortex.
Your dad's right, Kate. If Wi-Fi knows about Tesla's 38 Vortex, then he'll be right there. Not only to take us out, but your partner's crew, too.
But if he did know about it, I'm sure he would have tried to send his fighters through it when they raided Voldemar. For certain, the Potomac's not getting through the 38.
Too big?
Way too big. It would rip his ship apart.
What about this gem of a spaceship?
What about it? She'll do just fine.
To be straight with you, kiddo, this bucket is about at the limit in size. We may be in for a rough ride.
Look, this vessel might not look like it, but I know for a fact that it can outrun anything the IDF has.
Outrun the IDF?
If he needed to.
Well, it may have happened a couple of times, right, Horace?
Maybe a couple.
Once we get on course in the 38, we just ride the wave. But first, we need to get off this Zor-forsaken rock. Let's go. I've got about half a dozen of the best mercenaries in this sector joining us.
Mercenaries?
Yes, mercenaries. You don't think I'm stupid enough to go after Wi-Fi with just a dame cop and her old man, do you?
Dame cop?
And don't worry your pretty little head, Hawk. These guys are good, and their pay is on me, if I get my ship back.
You hear that, Daddy? Don't worry, he says. No. Why should I worry? I'm only going into a combat sector after a dangerous criminal in a pirate ship. Captain by Blackbeard himself, with six mercenaries that I should probably arrest, then through a wormhole that may kill us, and I'm still technically a cadet. No. Why should I be worried?
Exactly. What could possibly go wrong?
I demand to know what your plans are with me.
In due time.
Zokar, you are in violation of the Intergalactic Defense Treaty of—
It's Lord Zokar. And Rage does not recognize your pathetic treaty, Controller. We are an independent sovereignty of this galaxy. Your people were in violation of our orbital space and were deemed hostile.
Don't be ridiculous. My people were well within the limits of Latumus Penal Colony orbital space.
A colony that's built on our planet, an illegal outpost to which I am returning to free those imprisoned against their will.
It's obvious that the surgeons took more out of your brain than they put back in.
Silence, you insolent old fool! You're in my domain now, and you will abide by my rules!
Forgive me, my lord. Most high and mighty.
Mock me if you will, Controller, but soon you will be humbled by my power.
Your power? Do you mean Lister's power?
He is the Supreme Controller to you. I am his Chancellor, second in command. The Supreme Controller speaks through me.
Like a puppet master to his puppet.
Just if you will, Simon. In short time, you will witness the awe and power of the Supreme Controller, and your world will never be the same.
My world? What do you mean, my world?
The time is not right, but I will tell you that the day is approaching for a new galactic order, and you and the rest of the Federation will be the bottom dwellers.
Whatever you're planning, Wi-Fi, you'll never stand up against the Federation.
You insolent fool. I am Lord Zokar, Chancellor to the Supreme Controller. Take him away!
What do you mean, my world? I demand to know, what do you mean, my world?
Yes, your world. You will behold our might and power soon, very soon. And there is no one who can stop us. All power to Rage!
Pre-launch checklist complete. Verify navigation settings for Victor 3-8.
Pre-launch verified. Navigation settings verified. All systems nominal. Ready for launch sequence initialization.
Copy. Hawk, you feel comfortable in the jump seat?
Yeah. This is quite exciting. My first time in a really fast ship.
Ha ha, very funny. I can leave you behind, you know.
Not a chance, Rogers.
Horace, you locked and loaded for this trip?
Ready to roll there, Captain?
Carlos, your men secured for launch?
Rock and roll, amigo! Let's get it on!
Moldavar launch, Prometheus ready for launch sequence.
Copy, Prometheus. Launch sequence initiated. Stand by for mission.
Prometheus? What? Did you two find a book on Greek mythology or something?
Now what in the name of Zeus would make you think that?
I have to ask. Why aren't we taxiing the runway like we did in the Mercury?
It's like I told you. The Mercury is a special ship. She's one of the very few ships with enough escape velocity to depart by conventional means. She costs twice as much, but requires just half as much to operate.
Better check your math, Rogers. Doesn't sound like much of a deal to me.
T-minus 10 and counting. 8, 7, 6. Main engine stop. 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
All systems nominal.
Good grief. Is this bucket gonna hold together?
Relax. I thought the same thing when I first met you.
And what's so funny?
Why, nothing, Katie. Nothing at all.
Navigational signal locked on. Victor 38 confirmed.
Copy. 38 confirmed.
Prometheus, go for throttle up.
Go for throttle up. All right, Tika. Punch it.
Throttle up. Starting roll. Approaching escape velocity.
How long before we catch up with the space marine?
There she goes again. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Did you install that scrambler unit yet?
Look, Hawk, I know what I'm doing. Let me escape gravity and get into orbit first. I know about TACCOM too, so relax. Read a book. Do your nails.
I'll make sure to keep them sharp. Just for you.
Rick, I think she's serious.
I just want to make sure Barnes and Nelson know we're going to be out there with them.
Trust me, they'll know.
Bat 1 sensors indicate an unscheduled launch of cargo vessel from Moldavar. Navigational settings indicate a course for Victor 38.
Copy that, Robo 4. Track and update.
Acknowledged, Major Witt.
I was hoping Ginger would be able to talk some sense into her. You know, that has to be Kate and Rick. They must have found someone to take them.
I don't know her as well as you, Jim, but I'm certain that's her.
George, do you have info on the passenger manifest for that vessel?
That is affirmative, Major. Manifest indicates 10 souls on board. From my monitoring of your conversations, you will be interested to know that the manifest includes Agents Catherine and Horace Hawk, Pilot Richard Rogers, and Co-Pilot Tika Springs. I am scanning the remaining 6 passengers. My scan indicates that the remaining 6 are hired mercenary soldiers.
That's great. All we need is a bunch of gunslinging cowboys.
Major, I can accommodate your request. I will scan the penal inmate list for cure mercenaries for you, although I doubt I can meet the requirement for cowboys.
That's not necessary, George. That was an allegory.
So noted. Vessel identified as the Prometheus. Now achieving insertion orbit.
Copy, George. Anyone here know anything about the Prometheus?
Yeah, it's a Class 2 cargo vessel, equipped with hyperdrive engines. We've had run-ins with it in the past. She's a pretty fast ship. I suspect Captain owed Rick a favor or two.
Ah, knowing Kate as I do, I'd say the mercs were Roger's call. Kate hates vigilantes and hired guns.
And knowing Ginger, she did her best to talk them out of it, which we both know was a waste of time. But I'm sure Ginger made sure they had a TACCOM scrambler on board. Try hailing them on TACCOM 2.
Prometheus, Bat 1, over. Prometheus, Bat 1, do you copy? Over. Negative contact, Bat 1 out.
Ah, maybe they don't have the scrambler on yet.
Or maybe they just don't want to talk to us.
Why didn't you answer him?
I'm busy.
They have to know that we're right behind them.
She's right, Rick. Robo 4 tracks all flights to and from Moldavar. He's bound to have told them we're on our way.
I know. I'm just not too keen on telling a bunch of IDF space marines that I'm after the same target that they are with a squad of my own mercs.
We're working together on this.
No, you're working together on getting back the controller.
I'm working to get my ship and crew back. As far as I'm concerned, the controller can stay put with Wi-Fi and his band of merry men.
And how can you be certain that your crew hasn't already been captured and are sitting right there with the controller?
Because I know my crew. They have a plan. Trust me.
Hurry, Nate! The Potomac is starting a gravitational spin!
I'm coming. Here, stow this new module.
I hope your plan works!
Whoa, just in time. It would have been impossible for me to get back up that steep grade in the vent shaft with gravity. Hand me the grate cover.
Here. So what's the rest of your brilliant plan?
I'm working on it.
What? Working on it? I should eviscerate you right here!
Nah, you don't want to do that, Sheena. It'd make a mess. Listen, you know when they can't fire up the engines, this ship is going to be useless to them.
They could be more patient than you and wait to find the problem and then fix it.
Come on, you know how rare this part is. It'd take too long for them to find a replacement.
I'm getting an indication that the hatch is being opened.
Showtime.
Major, you are approaching Vortex 38. I will provide guidance, but once you enter, my transmission will cease, as will contact with the BSS.
Copy that, George. Keep the lights on for us.
Affirmative. That is one of my required functions. Entry in 10 seconds.
Copy. That one out. All right, boys, get ready for the big light show. It might get a little bumpy, so reach up and cinch those belts tight.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, boys!
Oh my god, this vortex is small compared to the one we usually use.
Not my first choice, Nelson, but it beats the alternative. I don't recommend staring out the front ports. It's quite spectacular, but the vortex is going to put us into a tight spin, making one prone to space sickness. We might feel the effects of a few G's.
As small as we are, we're still taking a pretty good beating. I'm really worried about Kate getting through this.
They're in for a rough ride, I can tell you. I wouldn't want to be on that ship going through this.
If something happens to her, I'll never forgive myself.
Jim, there is nothing you could have done to stop her.
I could have had you arrest her. I should have had you arrest her. She'd been mattered at a wet hand, but at least she'd be safe right now.
Hey, I for one wouldn't want that woman mad at me. She'll be fine, Jim. Come on, she's Kate Hawk.
All right, gentlemen, we'll soon be through. Gunners, man your positions in case we have company on the other side. You two are going to have to let Kate take care of herself. Focus on the mission.
Roger that.
My lord, the boarding party is reporting that the Mercury's engines are failing to initialize.
Patch me in.
Go ahead, my lord.
What is the delay?
My lord, there is no signal coming from the engine panels. All power to the main bus is down. We sent our techs to the ship's main junction box to assess the situation.
Tell them to assess it quickly. I want that ship on the surface. We cannot afford delays.
Aye, my lord.
Helmsman, maintain geosynchronous orbit. Hold altitude until further orders.
Aye, my lord.
Sensors indicate main junction box is open.
That means they're already looking at the problem. That was a little quicker than I had hoped.
So much for your little plan!
Listen, just because they know where to look doesn't mean they'll find the problem right away. We need to stall them long enough for the captain to get here.
If he gets here.
You know he will.
And what makes you so sure?
Besides wanting to save us, he loves this ship. And there's quite a bit of contraband units hidden on the ship.
Units? He's been holding out on us?
That's his insurance policy.
After he rescues us? We'll need to talk about the dividends on this policy.
What's the Potomac doing now?
Holding in geosynchronous orbit and at altitude.
Good. That means they're sticking around to try and fix the problem.
And if they don't?
That's something I don't want to think about right now. I just hope the captain gets here sooner than later.
How soon?
Soon enough. We're approaching the vortex now. Everybody strap yourselves in tight. Tika, maintain cruise speed and heading. Check autopilot settings.
Azimuth set. Speed set. Stabilizer thrusters set. Autopilot settings confirmed.
Autopilot? You're not going to fly this thing through that
thing ahead?
Controls are a waste of time in a tight vortex like this, Katie. We'll be like a bullet in a rifle. The opposing gravitational forces, vortex walls, and speed make controls useless.
We just need to get this baby centered and hope for the best.
Vortex entry. Autopilot engaged.
I suppose your religious preference is the same as your father's, so one of you might want to throw up a few words for us.
Way ahead of you, Rogers. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Hull integrity dropping, now 75%. 50%, starboard stabilizer thruster failed. Captain, I don't think she's gonna make it.
She's gotta make it, she's got to.
Will the Potomac survive the treacherous 38? Or does it spell doom for our heroine? The fate of all is in the balance. Find out what happens in our next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Trojan Horse.